Do you know that the word face can be used to mean human self-image? So basically, everyone wants to be seen in a certain good image, like reliable, good-looking, generous. And the maintaining of this good image is called saving face, while the loss of it is losing face. And in Vietnamese, we call this concept of face thể diện. Now, it has been known that the Vietnamese are more concerned about saving face than Western people. For example, you can find in most websites about Vietnam ideas to save face for the Vietnamese, like do not insist to pay for your meal or drink when you are offered, do not point out someone's mistake in public. Concern about face is also identified as one of the major reasons for why Vietnamese students do not speak much in classroom. However, no study has shown what the Vietnamese actually say and think about the concept. So, since thể diện is a Vietnamese concept of face, my question is, what do the Vietnamese think about the concept? And what can this help us understand about Vietnamese culture? To answer this question, I collected Vietnamese texts containing the term and then semi-structured interviews with 15 Vietnamese teachers. So what have I found? I have found that thể diện is concerned in almost every aspect of a Vietnamese life, like the way they talk, behave, sit, stand, eat, drink, the thing we wear, the phone we use. But what is important is thể diện is vulnerable in public context. For example, a Vietnamese student cheats in his exam. No one knows about it. He may feel guilty about it, but that doesn't mean that he loses his face, thể diện, only when his behavior is found out and exposed to others, then he loses his face, thể diện. In terms of gender, I have found that men are believed to have a stronger concern about thể diện than women. There's a concept like male face, but no concept female face in Vietnamese language. And there's a popular perception that thể diện of a man is reserved when he shows that he's higher than his wife in terms of education, job position, and ability to earn money. Thể diện also explains many other expressions of the Vietnamese, like their reluctance to apologize, their avoiding style in communication. Overall, my point in this thesis is simple, that thể diện is a very important concept to understand the Vietnamese. Thank you.